Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Tim Clark joins me. Morning, Tim.
Morning, Cozzy. How you doing?
Oh, I'm good. Hey, what a great effort that's been by Sammy Clinton to come back after that bad fall, becoming a mum, the whole lot. I reckon all you blokes must just be in awe of her, you know, what she's gone through and what she's done to get back.
Yeah, sorry, Fuzzy. She's done a great job, Sam. She's obviously very, very talented rider, and it's good to see her going so well because she's definitely put the hard work in, and she's getting the rewards, which is good to see.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, you got a nice book of rides, interesting book today, and the first you on Rule the World, a hallowed crown gelding. He's won his two trials this time back in, and you trialled him the other day when he won.
Yeah, he's a really nice horse. The stable expect a lot of him, and he's shown good ability. Probably today's distance is probably short of what's going to be his pet distance. We think he feels like he's going to get up over a mile or maybe even further. So, yeah, the 1,100... might be touch on the short side, but being a wet track, it's going to be a bit more of a test. And he's going to be he'll be strong at the end of the 1,100. And a lovely big horse that's going really well at home.
In the second, you're on Kariba for Clary Connors. Going back to September last year, this did trial well on a heavy eight.
Yeah, and she found the line well her first start at Goulburn, even though it was. Only Goulburn, but she got back and come through the field, and I thought she finished off well, which suggests that the added distance of today's race will suit her. Sort of drawn awkwardly and probably going to get back and give him a start again, but hopefully she can finish off strongly again today.
In the third, for Gay and Adrian, Ulasaba, they thought enough of this to take her to Ascot for the Western Australian Guineas last prep.
Yeah, that's right, and he's just taken a little bit of time to sort of get back to his form that he was showing before he went over to Perth. But I thought his last run, he ran well because he was up sharply in distance and had to do a bit of work early. And I thought he stayed on quite well to the last bit. So he's going to be improved from that run again. And he's starting to get down in the weights a little bit too because he's not an overly big horse. And I think just sort of getting down a couple of kilos is going to suit him.
Dylan's Romance in the fourth, the 1,900 will suit down to the ground. It won the other day at Gosford over that, and it has got good wet track form.
Yeah, he does, and he seems to race well at Keener as well. So he showed a nice turnaround of his form last start, and hopefully he can hold that form now that he has struck a win. It was pretty obviously a very dominant win, and hopefully he can go on with that again today.
Race 5, Echo Gem for Gay and Adrian again. You won on this the other day at Canterbury. Same distance, same sort of situation.
Yeah, she appreciated getting a toe into the ground the other day and was able to control it and showed a really good turn of foot. But whether she gets the same sort of favours today, I'm not so sure, but she obviously appreciates a little bit of cut in the track and she's a very honest filly. She's got to carry a bit of weight today, which is, she's definitely weighted up to her best, but she's very game, and I'm sure she'll give a good account of herself again.
Now, Timmy, I don't want to put any pressure on you, mate, but in the sixth, Accelerato, the dogs are barking this today, and it's been backed.
Yeah, well, he's obviously he won his maiden in Victoria by a big margin on a wet track, and his last start was good. He's starting to get back into the form of Joe's only had him a couple of runs, so he hits the wet track on a reasonably quick backup here with the blinkers on, so. He's got a lot of things in his favour today, and he's drawn well. And he probably looks the best in my eyes today. I'd imagine.
And how's your brother-in-law? How's Josh after that little tumble the other day that caused him some knee issues?
Yeah, so he's out for a little while, unfortunately. He's done a medium, so he's got the brace on at the moment, and hopefully it heals quicker than expected, and he can get back sooner rather than later because he was in some excellent form and he was closing out the season well.
All right, well, look, good luck today, but we wish Josh all the best. Hope he's back in action soon.
Thanks very much, Cozzy.